Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Good morning, Metroplex. We're live with the Hump Day edition.
Okay. Hump Day.
Of Sean, RJ, Bobby, and the one who started off the Wednesday edition, Peyton Russell, here on 105.3 The Fan. Pepe?
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee in the morning? How you think you did?
First segment flew by.
You should have at 5:33. What happened to that? We're not starting at 5:30?
Well, I explained everything about 2 weeks ago on the group text. I said, this is how it'll work. That's how everything's lined up. Because I moved commercials around or tried to, because everything's timed out here in the morning. So deleting snacks wasn't that big of a deal. But yeah, if I start moving stuff around and it's not done right at 5:30, because it's How the bosses have it set up is Maggie and Perloff go until 5:30, then you play 3 minutes of commercials, then our snacks play. Everything rounds up to start us right at 6:00.
Bobby texted the group while we were driving in saying he's drowning. I think that is the word you feel when you're by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
When do you start to paddle, doggy paddle? When did you start feeling that?
The second segment for sure, because I had to run down everything, and then somehow I got to, I only stopped at like 5:45 on the run sheet, and then that was all I got, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on, I still got 10 more minutes here. But you know, because it was like trying to balance, you know, the fan text and look over, because it's just by yourself. Like, you know, I couldn't use any phone calls, you know, all the people overnight, you know, shots fired at Amy Lawrence, but you know, she'll go to phone calls here and there, you know, give her a breather, can play a bunch of audio. I had 2 minutes of audio to play. You know, the song took a majority of that. So I was stammering a little bit. I could feel it. I feel like I've sweated through the shirt of, you know, with how much, because you know, it gets struggles here, but you know, we made it through.
Toppy, review.
Oh man, I was trying to draw him off sides. I spammed the hell out of the fan text driving in. I must have texted 15 to 20 times. No, probably about 8 times. Review time. Look, it's a brutal position to be put into. There is no, the only thing that could have been worse, that could be worse than that, is the Mavericks front office. That's it. That's literally the only thing that could be worse than being in that position where you have to talk by yourself. You're thinking about what to say next, and then you're saying what you're currently saying, and then you stutter, or then you talk in circles, or you repeat. Like, he repeated the same thing like 3 or 4 times. Like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yes.
It's what happens. It is the problem with doing a solo show. Nobody should ever do those.
Bob, what'd you think?
My favorite part was when he ran out of content, so he just started confessing sins, basically. And he's like,
550.
He's like, 3 minutes left. I got blackmailed on Snapchat. A bot got me. We traded photos.
That's supposed to be a story that never came out, ever. And that shows you the desperation of when you are drowning by yourself as you're like, I'll just put anything out there.
He texted in. You can hear the panic in his voice. You can. There's no doubt.
It can suck.
Yeah.
He got up over 200, though. He was at 215.
There we go. PP in the morning.
Jane Slater trying to help out. You lied and told everyone I was going to pay your first mortgage payment.
That's what I heard yesterday.
I thought that's what you said.
I was trying to boost the numbers. I wasn't bragging about a tax return. I was talking about how I got screwed. Okay, so I wasn't bragging about that. But then Jane Slater decided to stick her nose into it and say, let me get all my people. Let's get this up to 200 on the YouTube fan cam and Twitch. And he did, Bobby.
Yeah, he did. He got up to 215. He gave us a nice little lead in, a nice little bump, because we're already at 236 right when we're starting the show.
Some of the comments on the live chat. Yo, what is this? How long has it taken to get to this? This was awesome. Peyton, you're better than that part-timer, Sean. Ran out of things to say. Life hacks, bro. These last 5 minutes from Tolo Don. When all else fails, talk about LeBron. One more from Carlos. I think he was just hitting out one more minute.
I think he said at the very open of the show, I think he repeated three times, so I finished last in the bracket.
Yep.
So
I thought we were going to get a longer Dallas Maverick Nico discussion.
Yep.
But that veered off.
It did. I mean, the song was tremendous. Huge fan of the song.
It was good.
I think, you know, you could have actually slipped it in where you were talking over the initial musical interlude, you know, to hit the post. That would have bought you like 4 to 6 more seconds of being able to play audio later on in the show.
You're such a hater.
That's not a hater.
You think you're like this musical conductor up here, like Barry Gordon or someone famous.
I don't know who's Barry Gordon.
Barry something, or maybe
Barry
someone.
Gibb from Barry Gibb? Barry Toppin?
No, I'll figure out.
Bernie Toppin, right? Bernie Toppin?
All these picks and all these corrections.
If we're not Weird Al with the parodies, Chop hates the song. That was a parody.
It wasn't a critique.
First thing is something negative. All Barry Gordy? Negative. Barry Gordy? Was he a famous guy?
No, there's nothing negative. I'm the only one here who actually is in full support of Peyton Fussell.
Oh, well. She's, yeah.
Well, you should have told that story.
I texted him about it.
Yeah, you said the song was not a diss track. It actually was.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yes, it was.
Voice went up. He knows he's lied.
Yeah. We'll replay some of that at 9 o'clock here with an absolutely loaded Wednesday edition. Nui Scruggs was in the Nico meeting. He will relay that at 7:20. Has he ever experienced anything like that in his entire life? Matt Pittman was at the Masters and also cooked for the Cowboys opening day. It's a Meet Church Wednesday, 8:20. And then Tim McMahon from Sacramento, D Magazine wrote that Tim almost walked out of the Nico meeting, that he almost got up and just stormed out. But Pepe, nice job. I think it delivered what we wanted. Felt like a punishment. Felt like one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really did. It really did.
So there it is. Peyton Russell in the morning. Give us your thoughts on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line.
I'm glad I didn't have to do it because I would have felt similar to Peyton. I don't want to stand up.
You would have had 14 things planned out, though. Like, you could feel that he went through the first 7 things on his sheet, and there were 8 left.
He learns that. That's the thing. You learn over time, like how to pace things a little bit. He just, it's the first time, so he didn't know how quick to run through things. I would have just gone up here and would have been like, I would have taken the Adderall the day before. I would have written out like 2 10-minute monologues, and nobody would have enjoyed it because they would have been like, this isn't bits. He's just trying to talk about a sports issue for 10 straight minutes.
It is Barry Gordy. They are saying you are right. Barry Gordy.
Old school, baby.
I knew Bernie Taupin. He's like a writer, I think. I don't know about, I know Barry's a producer.
But it felt like he was just up there on the stage at the improv with a stool. Like, so, you know,
he's doing crowd work.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, where are you from down here?
Let's talk about Mitch Mattis.
When were the Texas Rangers going to score?
2-1. Higashioka swings. That one is ripped down the left field line. Hooking. It's a fair ball. One hopping off the wall. Heim rounds third. He scores. Higashioka trades places with him at second. Back-to-back doubles for the Rangers, and they lead 2-0.
It took 5+ innings, but they finally broke through against Wash and the Angels. It's a 4-0 Rangers shutout. And after a rough start to the season, Tyler Mahle, 3-0, 6 innings, 0 earned, 9 strikeouts. He either has, I'll double check, I know he's got the top ERA in the American League.
It's the top of baseball.
In baseball.
Yeah, 0.92. There are 3 other guys,
wow,
pitchers with sub 1 ERAs. Can you name any of them?
How many pitchers with sub 1 ERAs?
Three pitchers in baseball right now with sub 1 ERAs. I'm just going to say no. Okay. You've never heard of any of them?
Patrick Corbin.
Chris Bubik. I love that name.
It's a good name.
What are you? I'm a Bubik.
Yeah.
Hunter Green. And then you've probably heard of Chris Bassett, who's now with the Blue Jays.
Mike's brother.
Not Bassick. Bassett. Oh. That's it. And then Kodai Senga with the Mets at 1.06. So, I mean, Mahle has been a tremendous pickup. I know he always here last year for a little bit, obviously, rehabbing. But it has been a tremendous pickup for them, even though he started brutally. I mean, he was 1.2 innings in his first start.
Yep.
And then he has completely kind of settled in, and he has been a really, really nice pitcher for them.
And that start end of March for the month of April with 3 starts, 18 innings, 1 earned.
Is that good? I think that's pretty good.
18 strikeouts, 5 walks. The ERA for the month is a 0.50.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about he's given up, what, 6 hits in 18 innings? And so he's not given up a lot of contact. He's settled down. He looked really wild in that first start, couldn't find the strike zone at all. And then ever since then, just much more under control, much more in command. But he was one of your top panic issues probably after the first week of the season, yeah, where you were like, gosh, is this just not going to work out the way you were hoping it would?
There is one really good thing about this offense being this bad. These games, the first like 6 innings fly by. It was 48 minutes in. They're in the 5th. I was like, what in the world is happening here?
But then they slam on the brakes. We had that happen at the game we went to a couple weeks back. We were like,
right, yeah,
we were 5 innings in, and it was like, oh my gosh, it feels like it's been 30 minutes. And that ended up being a 3-hour game.
My offensive hero of the game is going to be Leody Taveras. And it was fun to see a bunt executed.
Yeah, we don't see that.
Leody bunts, steal second. Thanks to that Angels defense throughout the entire night, by the way. 3 errors committed. Leody advances. He gets driven in. Simeon almost goes deep, but Leody generating the only run that the Rangers actually needed.
Yeah, that was it. And then, you know, you see, it's good to see Simeon barrel one up. He didn't get it out, but it was good to see him get, you know, 360 feet out of it. We've been begging for that. We've been begging for him to hit a fly ball.
And Corey Seager with 2 hits. Murph was concentrating on that open stance adjustment that it seems Corey has made.
Yeah, and this, you'll see hitters tinker with things, and some guys are like, all right, you've made it to the bigs. You've been a 2-time World Series MVP.
Gotcha down.
Why would you change your stance, right? Why would you change your stance? And you know, some players, as they age, the way they're seeing the ball, they're just like, oh, I just want an open stance. And, you know, some guys, as they want their hips open, get a little older, who knows? But he obviously feels more comfortable that way right now.
You mentioned Simeon and him. All right, it's good to see he made contact with the ball. Over the last several games, he is now 2-for-16, and his batting average has gone up 6 points. That's where Marcus Simeon's been at lately. And Taveras, you mentioned the steal there.
117 on the year for Marcus.
Awful. Absolutely. But, I mean, that's not too far below where the Rangers were hitting as of yet. When they went into the 7th inning yesterday, they were hitting 202 on the season. And then they got, I think they hit like 400 the final 3 innings. So that boosted it some.
How long will he have a higher batting average than Tyler Mahle's ERA?
Good
how
question.
Much longer?
Good question. You heard the highlight from Sandman with Higashioka. What are we calling him for short?
Higgy. Gavin Dawson says we're calling him Gash.
Yeah, Gash.
Because Higashioka, that's the middle of his name.
So he had an RBI and then the double play, the strike him out, throw him out. And the throw was actually like not good. It was on the other side of the base, but the runner was so slow or got a bad jump. I don't know which one. They were still able to apply it. So Higgy or Gash showing up offensively and defensively.
He's a really like solid rotational player. Like, you know, if you want to play him out, you know, put him out there 160 days a year, you know, he's probably like not, you know, he's not in the top 10, but he is easily one of the five or six best backup catchers in the league.
No, but we've also talked about a lot lately, obviously, especially with Adolis and trying to figure out, all right, the peripherals, do they say he's going to eventually start having some of these balls land in play? And Higashioka, because of that, we've talked a lot about exit velocity. Higashioka, now he's 94th percentile in baseball in exit velocity. That's not just catchers. That's all of baseball. He is crushing it.
So the Rangers get off to a nice start. Game two today, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock on the station with Patrick Corbin on the mound. The topic that everybody wants to get to. Paige Becker's second day in... No, Nico's secret invite-only meeting... and how it got even worse for the Dallas Mavericks on play-in night next.
It's Curry off the screen, fakes, fires, stick it!
Playing games last night on TNT. Orlando takes care of Atlanta in the East. Trae Young getting ejected, trying to cross up a referee with a dribble. And then that was fun last night. I stayed up way too late to watch Jimmy Butler early and Steph Curry late beat the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies will go back home to host whatever happens tonight as the Mavericks. Also, why did the Mavericks do that yesterday? When their season is still alive and taking place. I forgot that we were in the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Play-in, because that's like a season-ending press conference that you're supposed to hold to the public.
The public.
But it did not take place. Nico Harrison with the secret invite gathering at the AAC. RJ Choppy, go ahead and start off.
Listen, this was a garbage move. They were a coward. They were cowards for 2 months. 2 months. And this is the first time talking. And I have so many problems with what went on there. From the complete and utter lack of awareness of the problem, their detachment from reality, Rick Welts and his comments about the trade, but more importantly, the fact that you didn't let any cameras, you didn't let any audio equipment, and you handpicked your media members on which ones you wanted to be in there.
Really quickly, as a clarification, because Mark Stein didn't have this totally correct, I guess, with his initial report, they were allowed to have recording devices in there. Certain reporters were, but they were not allowed to publish any of the audio. So no cameras were allowed at all, but they were allowed to record and transcribe.
As soon as you did that, though, any type of rules,
yep.
As yeah. soon as that came out, you lost.
You lost.
Done. Over.
Yep.
If they held a public press conference and they said what they were going to say, yes, everyone would still be pissed off and everyone would still be enraged. But as soon as you snuck in that 6:30 message to reporters the night before, hey, this is happening, as soon as Mark Stein sent that out, it was over for them.
Yep.
And you managed the thing that's scary, right? You want your kid to like learn from something. You want to have a couple of months to learn, to absorb, to reassess. And the frightening thing about yesterday was none of that happened. No. With the way that they did this and the things that Nico said that we're going to get to, you enraged everyone all over again. And more importantly, you showed just how off and distant and awful your judgment is.
Very off, very distant.
It's like that's scary. That would scare me with my kid. You do something so stupid in school and you get suspended for 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks, you go and do the same thing or something even worse. And it's like, I might have a dumbass on my hands. You know, I might have a farter in class on my hands, which we'll get to a little bit later on with someone in this room.
He's the GM equivalent of doing finger guns the night after you were told to stop. That's what he does. He doesn't understand.
Yes.
Like how, I don't know. It's getting to the point where.
I thought there was a slight part of me that thought he was going to resign in that meeting.
I did too.
That's the only way any of it could have been saved. He was going to walk away, but you could curry more public favor if you did it publicly,
yeah.
right? We had a live press conference that was being aired everywhere, and I thought there was a slight mm-hmm. chance that he was stepping away and walking away.
Look, dude, I mean, do you know how hard it is? How hard it is for a professional sports organization to have the fans be on the media side? You know how hard that is?
Yeah, it's impossible. Mean, universally.
It's impossible. And they have managed to do it, especially in this situation where it's like, you know, you look weak. You look like you're trying to control the narrative. You look like you're scared of the actual truth.
You look like Vladimir Putin.
You do. You look like it's Pravda. You look like you're trying to control every aspect of it. It's bad.
It also scares me Dumont didn't step in and stop it and say, no, this is a bad idea. Like, I get giving total control to your general manager. Let your football people, your basketball, your baseball people do what they do. But DeMont's the only final hope here. That's it. Nico's gone. He's exited this universe and this reality. And I was hoping that DeMont would be like, whoa. This is going to be private? And no one's going to be able to see it? And the recording stuff or whatever the rules are? And Patrick DeMont not stopping it doesn't give... centimeter of hope.
Nope. And you know, the problem is that Nico is gone from reality, but unfortunately, he's not gone from the team. And
said he intends to finish out the contract.
Yes.
3 years left.
Uh-huh.
So what was said? The first thing Tim McMahon tweeted was defense wins championship. this sentence that he said, what we had before the injuries was a championship caliber team, and you were able to see it for 2.5 quarters.
Man, that was a great two. That was a great 30 minutes, man. Just an epic 30 minutes.
So you want us to line up and kiss your ass because Anthony Davis had an amazing first half and then got hurt like we all knew would happen, and you want us to label it and say, well, obviously you built a championship team. Obviously you built a championship roster. I'm really surprised, as dumb as this has gone, that he said something like that, Bobby.
Yeah.
You saw it. I mean, it was there. I built it. My fantasy team won week one. It doesn't matter what happens in the other 16 weeks. What's wrong with you?
I won the draft.
It's not even...
I won the draft.
Like, I don't even know how much it's stupidity anymore. Like, I mean, it's definitely they're stupid. I don't know how much... I don't know how they could have hid complete stupidity, though. I think what's happened is just they were able to hide what are some really just borderline psychopath tendencies with that man. Like, some of the stuff that he's doing and some of the justifications he gives, it's mind-blowing to me that it can't be anything other than just, you know, psychological tactics of, like, repeat a lie enough, people are going to believe it, like, just hammer this home and people are going to have to accept it. He is a liar, like flat out. And I don't care, like, I mean, I know that generally we don't like to say that. He's a liar. He is 100%, and we've shown over and over again the whole I have no regrets. The whole, and we'll get into it, I'm sure, in a sec, but the way he went back and forth with McMahon on whether he was going to sign the Supermax, that's a lie. That's him just flat out trying to completely lie about what it was.
Let's do that. McMahon asked him, one of my questions was going to be, are you guys scared of the Supermax? Were you scared of the tax? Were you scared of paying a tax? And McMahon told Nico, Luka was going to sign the Supermax. Why didn't you sign him? And then if you really wanted to trade him, do it. Nico said, well, there's no guarantee he would sign a Supermax. McMahon, quote, he is guaranteed it. He was balling on the bench. Nico, well, like I said, with some anger and some testiness, we can agree to disagree. So he's still, after all the emotion, after this man has stayed behind in the Metroplex, he was just going to buy a $15 million house for the hell of it.
Yeah.
That's it. He wanted to expand his portfolio.
People do that all the time. You know, people usually buy $15 million homes in places that they don't want to live in. You know, like, I could totally... And by the way, like, you know, if you want to, if you're going to play here, you're going to buy that home. If you're going to spend that kind of money on a house, you're going to do it, like, on a beach. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to do it on a beach somewhere. Just to have a second home.
Continuing to smear Luka and argue, making it sound like Luka gave them indications he was going to roll out.
Just all they had to do was admit that they screwed up.
Well, that was never going to happen. And I don't blame them this soon for saying it. He was not going to stand up there and say we made a mistake. That was never going to happen. And I wouldn't have absolutely, you know, would that have made everyone feel better? Maybe a little bit better. But they were never going to sit up there while everyone got hurt, injured, only had your championship team for one half and say that we screwed up and we messed up.
Patrick Dumont will say that the day they fire him.
Yeah.
That's when that will come, is when he's being held accountable and they go, we screwed up and he was responsible for it and so he's got to go. The whole, we don't know if he would have done it. I mean, honestly, it sounds like when I do a bit, like if I golfed 120... And then I was like, no, I and you guys were like, you said you're going to golf under 80. I was like, I did. And you go, no, you didn't. I go, well, agree to disagree, guys. You know, I mean, we can't agree.
I was under 80 for part of the round.
You have your view. I have my view. You know, Luka was so out of shape, he may have snapped his ulnar nerve reaching for the pen, and then he wouldn't have been able to sign.
Absolutely.
And so maybe that's it. You don't know, Tim.
Every time this team is on TV is an insult. Just the way, because of the front office, it's an insult. It's an insult. To see them even playing. We want the worst possible things for the entire organization at this moment.
I want them to win tonight, but that's just me. Luka exposed you when he was devastated to start off his Laker tenure. That told us he wanted to stay here. He said it himself. I wanted to stay here. And then the tribute video exposed you as lying. As lying. Where was this initial bad information coming from, or was it an outright lie? They made it up. They just made it up. And then you have Rick Welts, business guy, managed along with the Warriors for a very long time. And this is the part where I really wish I heard audio, because I said to myself five times yesterday, this is out of context.
Yeah.
It's out. There's no way this happened. He did not make this comparison. It's out of context. I got to read the entire transcript, and I got to see the audio. I got to hear from people in the room. But no, I went and found the Reddit back and forth where the CEO, Rick Welts, compared Luka's deal to the Warriors trading Monte Ellis for Andrew Bogut in 2012. Quote, Monte Ellis was beloved, but it got better because they had Steph Curry. And Curry came in and made the entire fan base love him. Okay, here's another sports lesson, because I know we had to give one to Jason Kidd that Luka was actually Babe Ruth. Rick, Luka's Steph here, bro. Luka is Steph. So number one, you got to guarantee me you're getting Steph or Luka again. But you messed up the analogy because Luka was Steph.
Yeah, he was already here.
And Luka's for damn sure not Monte Ellis.
No, but look, I mean, this is, I gotta hand it to Rick. I was thinking the exact same trade. When they made the Luka trade, I was like, you know what? This reminds me a lot of the Monte Ellis deal with Golden State.
When you wrote all that last night, it took me like two or three times to reread it and say, oh, he's being sarcastic. Yeah,
that's exactly
what I was like. Wow, RJ's mind went right to Monte Ellis and Andrew Bogut.
Yeah, so like, at least we got Rick in charge of things. Otherwise, you know, this could have really been much, much worse. I feel much better knowing we have this guy in charge who is historically aware enough to know what a gutsy, gritty trade that Monte Ellis deal for Bogut was and how he went on such a limb.
A fan favorite versus a generational international rock star talent. Audacity. These are the comparisons.
Audacity of this guy.
This is, so I've got, WFAA has the full transcript, and I was trying to find the quote that was in there about, hey, moves I make, they're not going to be popular with people, whether they're this person, or Dirk. And I was trying to see, okay, did he invoke Dirk's name on his own? Or did that come up somehow?
Because this came off as a side swipe at Dirk.
Dude, there's a section in here that's worse than what I had even seen publicly. So Tim McMahon says, Nico, you mentioned Dirk can have any role he wants with the franchise. Why not seek his input before you make a franchise-altering decision? Nico, first of all, nobody really knew about the trade. It was very hush-hush. But you can't look for advice from people who aren't in the building at a constant basis because they're not going to understand what the team is going through day in and day out. McMahon, okay, what about Mark Cuban? Nico Harrison, same logic. And that's all he left it at. It's like, okay, so you're just flat out just saying it's all you. And you do not care what the input is from anybody else, what sort of information comes into. You're going to say, I have, all because you carried Kobe's bag after games for 2 years or whatever.
Well, what level of Cuban involved? Like, how often is he in the building now?
Every day. He's there every day.
I get what he's saying, right? We all know that these team advisor things are a joke. It's a way for Dirk and everyone else in sports to get a paycheck.
But not Mark.
Talking to Dirk about a move is just a formality, and you're paying him respect. But, you know, Dirk, if you're not there every single day of practice, I'm not giving you the same amount of weight in terms of personnel moves. But if you're going to say that, first off, don't say it. If you're any time, here's the number one rule of your Patrick DeMont moving forward. Any time that Dirk Nowitzki's freaking name comes up, you better put sprinkles on it. Mm-hmm. Every time moving forward. That's it. That's the number one rule. Stop. Yes, I agree with you. Dirk should not have significant personnel say if he's not there every single day, and I do not believe that he is. But don't come across in any way that makes it seem like you've disrespected not Troy Aikman, not Michael Irvin, not any Cowboy. Dirk Nowitzki is the king of the city. One seed. Period. It's not a Cowboy. It's not a college football player. It's not Pudge Rodriguez. It's not Nolan Ryan. It's Dirk Nowitzki. Stop sideswiping. And anything that comes close to it, I'm counting as contact with a car. I'm writing you up for an accident. Anything that...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It even comes close, but Dumont has this thing against him too. I wish that was a question that was asked yesterday. Have you guys alienated Dirk? Do you think, could you see to how Nowitzki does feel alienated? So just when you think that maybe 2 months, all the chants, all the hatred, all the billboards, all the protests could have sobered them up a little bit, they break the bottle right back open and start chugging before making these decisions. Phone calls next. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Do you even want them to win tonight? Do you definitely want them to lose? Or are you just not going to watch at all? Next on Sean and RJ. Thought it was 5:30 all over again. Yeah. With Pepe here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being part of the 6 a.m. Club with the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
On DFW Sports Station. Another Cowboys legend retires. We will pay our respects to number 77 coming up at 7. We got a Renegades ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway, and Nui Scruggs was in the room. He was one of the select media members who got the invite to yesterday's Maverick debacle at the AAC.
I want to throw in a quick note because I know Nico kept referencing, and you mentioned it earlier, the whole defense wins championship. That was the word he kept vomiting, or the sentence he kept vomiting over and over again.
Apparently, it was like at least a double-digit amount of times.
It apparently was like that was just his like go-to default. Since the trade occurred, the Lakers in defensive rating have allowed 113.3. That basically means per 100 possessions, how many points do you give up? The Mavericks are at 119. So the Lakers are 6 points better per 100 possessions defensively than you are after you got the big defensive stopper in AD and traded away Luka, who's supposed to be the black hole.
Well, he didn't play. AD wasn't healthy.
Well, Luka, and if you look at Luka, he's been one of the best ISO defenders in basketball.
Yes.
And you did more homework before we get to the Tolo calls on the whole defense wins championships.
So like Luka individually rates fairly close to Steph, a little bit better than Steph individually as a defender. And, not shut down. But is he a complete sieve? Yeah, you could point to a couple of plays in the playoffs. By the way, he was hurt all postseason against Boston, especially where he was just giving up, the Roger Dorn Olay crap. But Denver had the 15th ranked defense when they won the title. Milwaukee was ninth. Like you can't be bad, but you don't need to be an elite defensive unit to win. Great offense, 10 to 18 defense. You just don't want to be bad.
According to the transcript, Nico Harrison said that 7 times yesterday. Defense wins championships.
All right, Nui Scruggs will join us. He was in the room. Your reaction to what happened yesterday and the poll question that I'm putting out right now at 1053SS, at 1053SS on Twitter. Do you actually want them to win tonight? Dwayne in Dallas, start us off. You're live on the morning show. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, my reaction to yesterday is it just confirmed that these new ownership, the new management, they do not care one bit about the fans, about the city of Dallas, none of that. Yep. They actually made it better for Jerry and Steven, because at least they draft and they don't sign free agents, but you could tell by some of their comments that, hey, we want to win and we feel the pain and all that. They just incompetent over there. But I wanted to share a story, because about 20 years ago, I was at the Mavericks game, and Chris Arnold was, you know, he's always walking around doing those giveaways and stuff, and I met him. And I said, Chris, I was in high school. I said, how do I become one of those kids that wiped the sweat off the floor? He said, you need to email this guy named Casey Smith. And he wrote down his email. So I emailed this guy, and I said, hey, I'm in high school. I would love to be a ball boy or whatever. How do I become that? He replied to me, and he told me, send me your resume and give me your information, and I'll see what I can do. I ended up leaving, going off to college. But about maybe 6 months later, he replied, and he said, I got the position for you.
Wow.
And he called me, but I told him I was out of state. I couldn't do it. He said, whenever you want to come back, this position is always ready for you.
Wow.
Dwayne. And that was just a random kid sending a random email to the trainer of the Mavericks. And he still cared.
Yes.
Because I told him it was like a dream of mine since I was a kid to do that. So that showed me, when I heard that they cut that man or fired him, and he had a good relationship with Luka, it just made sense to me. Like, mm-hmm. These are some trash individuals that's running this franchise now. And I definitely won't be supporting them. And we shouldn't support them until they gone.
Dwayne, amazing, amazing story.
That's a great
and
story.
That leads to some Casey Smith information that you've been working on and that came out.
So this was...
Casey Smith, just for those that don't know, is revered in this sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to dinner with him one night.
Well,
it wasn't because he knew me or anything. I was at the dinner, and Casey just was there. And I had my buddy from out of town who is, a high school football coach. And I'm like, you'll appreciate this. This guy is the trainer for the U.S. Olympic team. This guy, when it comes to sports medicine, is regarded as the one seed. Everyone has known that. And then Casey Smith mysteriously disappeared from the Mavs.
Yeah, and he was here. He was here for like decades. Did Dirk have bionic ankles, or did Casey Smith just get his butt back on the floor in seemingly hours? I mean, probably a little bit of both. But, I mean, he was so, so good at what he did.
Luka had the quote when they got rid of Casey, saying, they keep getting rid of guys that I like.
Right.
They keep getting rid of my guys.
So I saw this on this post here, and it talks about the Knicks. He's out with the Knicks now.
Yes.
And the Knicks have the best health in the NBA. He spent over 20 years with the Mavs, very close with Dirk, very close with Luka. Then all of a sudden, the role is reduced, and he is removed from the bench. And the rumors started that Nico wanted to weaken Luka's circle, push out one of his closest friends. The Knicks hire him.
Stay at home.
Yep.
Train from home. On your couch.
He's the VP of sports medicine. They praise the hire of Casey Smith with the Knicks. Months later, obviously, Luka's traded. So, the Knicks are the healthiest they've been in years. This is the NBA wins leaderboard for 2024-2025. These are the war, like the wins you've lost. The Mavericks have lost a league-leading 11.9 wins so far to injury. They have missed 296 games total and over 6,000 minutes of basketball.
Wow.
Who is the healthiest team in the NBA?
The Nets.
The Knicks. The Knicks have missed less than 4 wins, 4 player wins to injury only 156 games and a tiny 2,300 minutes. So triple. The Mavs have lost triple the minutes. They have lost triple the wins, and they have lost double the games.
But their boys are skinny, man. It's good.
Zach in Grand Prairie, you're up next here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, Zach.
Good morning, fellas. I'm 33 years old, born and raised in the DFW area. Growing up, you know, I mean, I'm a sports passionate fan through and through. My rankings have always been Mavs, then Cowboys, Rangers, Stars. Love them all equally. But those were just more passionate fan bases. And, you know, I grew up in a Dirk universe. You know, Dirk was my guy. He was our guy. And we went through lows with him. We went through highs with him. And we got blessed with Luka. And we were right after that. And, you know, when I think about Luka, you thought, you know, Cowboys, when they come around, you're ready. You know, it's fun. It's football season's here, that kind of thing. But you knew how that was going to end. We know how that's going to end. You know, we're used to it. But when October came around, there was hope because you had Dirk and then you had Luka. And you had something to look forward to. You had hope.
Yeah.
And whenever they got rid of Luka, it wasn't a reality until you saw him on that bench, and when he came had his homecoming, and when that happened, it really hit us. So what they did, it's almost like they thought they came in and took over the Cowboys. It's like they didn't understand what the Mavericks were. The Mavericks are DFW's team. In a sense, it's a home field. It's loyalty never fades. It's you know, a everybody together. We're all in this building for one reason.
Zach, you should host 5:30 to 6, man.
Yeah,
you got it. We got to run and get through a lot more phone calls and text messages because we asked for the total input. Thanks for the call, Ray in Grand Prairie. You're up next, Ray. You're live on Sean and RJ. Ray.
Oh yes, hello. I'm sorry. But man, the Mavericks, everyone's saying we're a passionate fan base, but we have never been, are known to be a passionate fan base. And now all of a sudden Luka's traded, you know, we're such a passionate, I'm a Mavericks fan through and through, but I mean, he's traded, we got to get through with it. And you cannot tell me whenever, before we got hurt, the team fell apart, got hurt. We're a championship winning team with AD and with everyone that we still had. There's no point. There's no, you know, no one can tell me that we weren't, we were. We're, you know, it's showing against the Rockets, but, you know, for half a game. But
all right, hey, I respect you, know, you taking the opposite view. I respect you taking the opposite view. Nico Santa built the championship team. You saw it for one half. And then, of course, the big headline is also no regrets. No regrets on the trade. Part of my job is to do the best thing for the Mavericks, not only today, but also in the future. And some of the decisions I'm going to make are going to be unpopular. That's my job, and I have to stand by it.
Well, yeah, stand by it in front of cameras, in front of the fans. Yes. The dude is – Nico Harrison is the definition of meow. That's what he is.
You cannot say it is the right move for today and the future.
Yes.
If you want to say it's the right move for today, I'm not going to fight you. I would disagree, but it's not like they got a bum. But you cannot say it is the right move for the future.
Yes, because your 10-year window is now poof.
Yep.
And gone. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. The way to hit us up on the phones and the text line and the way for you to win the Renegades tickets during the commercial-free expressway that's coming up with Nui Scruggs at 720. But another Cowboys legend retires. Let's pay our respects to the future Hall of Famer Tyron Smith next.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis.
Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.